following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
If you follow high school sports, you get the opportunity to be excited about this. If you don't follow high school sports, I'll shut the radio off. No, that's not right. We're going to talk college sports. We're going to talk pro sports. I think we kind of do that every day.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with Doug Duda.
Can you do the show today? I need to go take a nap. I lay stuff out for you and you just bury it. I thought my pile on my side of the desk was an embarrassment. I do things for you on this show all the time. I'm always giving for you.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
Get over here and sit on my lap, sweet baby.
Oh, Tierra Park wasn't her name?
No.
Oh.
No.
Does that change the way you look at things?
Get in contact by emailing the Dent Popper inbox at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com or give us a call on the Bruce Furniture fan line at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. Now let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. From the Quest Center in Omaha, it's time for another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis, where the 2011 State High School Wrestling Meet is underway. And, Daddy, they're moving along at a pretty good pace. Already seen some winners, already seen some losers, some unexpected. And we'll get a chance to talk about that as well. And crowd here, a little later start, about the same crowd as we've always seen. I don't think that's changed at all, but the anticipation is in the air as these teams in classes A and D are trying to chase down some state titles.
Yeah, Doug, early going here, things couldn't have started out much better as far as team points go for Kearney or Grand Island. On the other end of that, probably couldn't have started out that worse for Amherst. Tyler Herman's crew losing a couple early matches. They had the district champions involved. So one seed facing four seeds from different areas falling early on here, and that could not have been what he expected.
No, definitely not. And even district number one seed went down here today, and sometimes they had a couple of kids in those early weight classes. Mason Klingelhofer, the 112-pounder, pulled off a little upset in the district final, and then he gets knocked off here by the coach's kid from Pender. So we'll see how things progress. Amherst not perfect to get things started. Let's not say that they're in a huge, huge trouble, but they're not perfect, and they're going to need some other wins out there to keep things going today here at the state meet. Coming up on the program today, though, it's not all wrestling. In fact, not a lot of wrestling. We're going to talk about everything else that's going on in this hour. We'll talk with UNK baseball coach Damon Day. They get to take advantage of this beautiful day to open up the season at home. First, they booked their tickets to Minneapolis. They were going to play Wayne State in the Metrodome. They're going to play some games at the Metrodome. Then the roof fell in.
Literally.
So then they've decided, well, maybe we'll go to Colorado like we always do and find a place out there to play. Well, that didn't happen. So they moved the games earlier in the month to Emporia in Kansas because they figured, well, nice facility. It's going to be warmer the farther south we go. Let's go there. That's right. Wayne State, Kearney, both going to Emporia to play each other. And then they said, well, it's going to be 70 in Kearney. What the heck are we doing? Let's play here. And so that's what they've agreed to do. The doubleheader gets underway today at 1. Much cooler tomorrow, but not bad as long as the precipitation stays away. Weather that, even for these guys, is probably going to be pretty good if they can play in the mid-40s maybe tomorrow. So the doubleheader today and tomorrow, Memorial Field, gets underway at 1 o'clock. We'll talk with Coach Day about that. Plus, we've got professional boxing going on in Grand Island next Saturday night, the 26th. Alan Usher, promoter of the event, will join us in the second half of the program today to talk about the boxing that's going to be going on. But, Danny, a lot of other stories going on in the world of sports, and now we have to pay attention again Saturday. They do it every single time. Did Nebraska actually catch a break in basketball last night? They went on the road for the first time this year, and they stay alive, I guess, for NCAA consideration with that win. They get the 5-6, so 11 games in, 5 to go, and they bring in what some people now believe is the best team in the country, Texas, on Saturday afternoon. Nebraska has had some success against Texas in the past, but this is going to be a tall task. Here's the deal. If they pull the upset, it would be at the right time. They would be 3 in a row. Everybody's looking at Texas. All of a sudden, they look at Nebraska and go, well, they did just beat Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. You throw out the loss to Kansas at home. They've won some ball games this year. They've got a few wins in the column. And then they start paying attention, and then Nebraska can do what they do every year to Nebraska fans and disappoint again. But they at least put themselves in position with a one-point win on the road last night.
Well, you know, you think those deals are going to cancel out, and that might have canceled out the one-point loss at Texas Tech, but the close games, three to Kansas, early in the year, they came out losers, four at Baylor, eight at Missouri. You know, these are games hopefully Nebraska can turn around, and down the stretch you're still going to see Colorado, you're still going to see Iowa State, you're still going to see a Kansas State team. That you think you maybe have a chance at, although they did just slam Kansas, the number one team in the nation, to kind of hold that that nice lofty title for all of, what, about 7 hours, I guess, when the poll was released on Monday night, the madness that went on in Manhattan. But nonetheless, yeah, they played some games. And, you know, last night everybody thought it was a three-pointer. Everybody thought. And then they go back and look at it. You know, obviously some of the officials, that's his job to look at it. I think he felt pretty confident. Hey, his foot was on the line. Went back and looked at it. It was a great finish, because you had to think, with them hitting that shot, it was once again the punch in the stomach that every Nebraska fan expected. Especially go up by four. What happens? They go down, foul the guy, converts the bucket. You know, you get it to one. Then you get a chance to tie the game up. That's exactly what everybody in the nation thought they did last night. And Nebraska did catch a break. Doc saying maybe the biggest break since he's been at Nebraska, and they needed that one. So Nebraska gets out of there a one-point victory. Good for them. Good for them. Keep us interested, guys.
So Texas rolls in. Hall of Fame coming up on Saturday. Induction ceremonies. The game will be at 12:45, and you can hear it on the Breeze 94.5 FM. So that's what went on last night with the Husker men. They pick up that big victory, and we'll see if they can keep things going. Also, it's just kind of broke. It was official yesterday on the during the show here on the Doug and Daddy Show that all the coaching hires have been confirmed. Now everybody is wondering if this was handled correctly, why the secrecy. Again, I'm just going to continue to maintain that Bo Pelini was ready to announce. Here's my opinion on the deal. We had National 11-10 signing day. February 2nd, first Wednesday of the month. All right? We had National 11-10 signing day. He didn't want to announce coaching changes leading right up to signing day, hoping, you know, it could affect the recruit. Now, you got to be fair with the recruit. Maybe you told him that. But whatever the case may be. I think he was prepared on that Thursday or Friday to announce the coaching changes. But right about that time, somebody with a suit and tie, Harvey Perlman, him, and said, Bo, we have, as an institution and a state government-run state institution here, have to advertise these positions, which just sounds asinine to a lot of folks out there. I'm going to be curious. I think now you start watching that website, see if they're looking for an assistant volleyball coach, which they should be, an assistant soccer coach, you know, a swim, you know, whatever the sport may be, will it be up there? So then all of a sudden he's got to wait 10 business days, and that's when this really starts to drag on. And yesterday was the end of that time frame. That's why Steve Sippel and the guys at the Omaha World Herald and Eric Olson at the Associated Press tried to get a hold of him, and then he said, yeah, I'm out here in California, and yeah, that's the case.
I will also throw on, everything you just said I think is accurate. Plus, I will throw on there, I still think he had Sean Watson's name, and Sean Watson at the forefront of this, his name out there for so many job openings, thinking Sean's going to get another job. I'm not going to have to tell people we fired him, we parted ways. There was a disagreement on how he did things. It was a mutual decision we made. We went our own separate ways. Finally, he lands the quarterback job at Louisville. Great. Good. Congratulations, Sean. He moves on. Then I thought Bo Pelini, another reason he can announce it yesterday. Now, Ted Gilmore, nobody's heard a word about him. I have a hard time believing. I would be interested to see where those guys went. Players have told me that they did not see those guys when they returned to school until now. They were not in the complex. People have said Sean Watson's office has been cleaned out for weeks. Well, I don't know how you could live in Lincoln and no one would see you somewhere. As much as those guys are watched, I would think that they were sent to the Dominican and said, here's a five-star resort. Here's a drink with an umbrella in it. Take your wife. Have a lovely time. I'll call you when it's time to come home. Until then, I will find you a job somewhere. I got to think that they were nowhere around Lincoln, either one of them. because something would have got out, simply. I mean, as much as Rich Fisher shows up, whoever Rich Fisher is, and people know it in Lincoln.
Well,
if Sean Watson left his house, somebody would know it.
Well, let's go to the Dent Popper inbox, and we always encourage your emails to the Dent Popper inbox, whether they're using our three words to get you a Big Daly's Deli combo meal this week or not. All you have to do is send it to Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And Brandon says, I know this is sort of old news with Rich Fisher's hiring going around for a few days now. With the statement released by Pelini, I can finally let out a sigh of relief. How lucky are we that Fisher wasn't snagged up by someone else before we were able to get him? Thankfully, he disguised himself as a high school coach in Massachusetts who played linebacker in college. That way, no one else would think, hey, I bet this guy'd be a heck of a wide receiver coach. He's probably seen hundreds of them run by him in his career. Brandon goes on to say, seriously, this is the best Nebraska could do? I know that Matt Davison has a cushy job, as all radio people do. Thanks for that, Brandon. But maybe he would have done it. He wasn't the fastest, but he still managed to get open, which means he must have been a great route runner. Then when the ball came his way, he actually caught it. If we couldn't get him, maybe Swift or Peterson would have done it. At the very least, shouldn't we have gotten someone who played on offense and hopefully a wide receiver? I mean, I've seen planes flying overhead. I've flown in them. I'm pretty good at flight simulator, but I don't think that qualifies me to be a pilot. I hope he's the greatest thing since sliced bread, but I'm sort of taken back that Rich Fisher is the best we could get. And here's the first thought about that, Brandon. Thanks for the email. Although none of those wide receivers that you mentioned, I could see being a wide receivers coach at Nebraska, you know, right out of the gate. You have to sometimes give coaches some sort of title. You need guys that can recruit and maybe guys that are just good on the offensive side of the ball or the defensive side of the ball. And, yes, he probably will work with the wide receivers, but you may have somebody out there. I mean, maybe and Ron Brown's moving to running backs. Maybe Tim Beck's going to do quarterbacks and wide receivers. I mean, it's not just going to be a one-man job. That's my initial thought on that.
Everybody's looking at that high school tag that's been put behind him. You know, UNK's got a new defensive line coach that was a high school coach too. Well, if you look back a little bit further, he was also on Dennis Erickson's staff at Washington State, and you go to another place in Idaho with Dennis Erickson. So there's some tie-ins with some people that have had some success around in Tom Everson. Okay. Well, I think you look at that, and you look where this guy came from. He learned under Bill McCartney. They were awfully talented when he was with Colorado in those years. So I don't think the guy's a total zero and lacks a football knowledge. I certainly don't think, though, you've got to play the game to be a successful coach. I will say out there, if Brandon Cool's name would have been brought up to be a running back coach at Nebraska, would people be up in arms about it? Brandon Cool's respected as one of the finest high school coaches certainly in Nebraska, and I would think if you had people with knowledge of Nebraska, Kansas, throughout the Midwest, I think Brandon Cool's name would be in the top tier of that group. I don't think people would be, oh, my God, Brandon Cool. I mean, we'll make fun of his name. I mean, Cool, it rhymes with a lot of things, and he's a cool guy.
Tom Jaworski, any coach that's been around for a long time.
You know, he's about that age where if you would have moved some, you know, from the high school ranks in Nebraska, I don't know that people would have been up in arms about that hire.
Now, Barry Alvarez coached high school football, right? Frank Solich coached high school football, right?
You've got to start somewhere, and I think we've got to take a step back. Let's see what the guy can do recruiting-wise. Remember, Sean Watson supposedly didn't recruit anybody. He was in on Bubba. The quarterback and him were pretty tight, supposedly. The only player that he ever talked to, the only time he ever left campus, he was too busy trying to learn what a screen pass was, apparently, that he never used. But he was in Lincoln working on that vaunted offense that he ran. He wasn't out on the – you got to get people that are out there in front of kids, can sell that program, and hopefully Rich Fisher's the guy. And now, he does. Now you hear, oh, my gosh, he comes from the hotbed of Massachusetts. Oh, my gosh. When's the last, you know – gosh, that's where Mike was. No. Oh, that's where Tommy Frazier. No, he wasn't either. Gosh, oh, Mon Green. Oh, no, he wasn't from Massachusetts. I don't know how that ties
Marcus
in.
Camby.
Marcus Camby might have been from Massachusetts. I will say, if you would you rather have another college coach out there, Husker fan? Is there a long list of guys you'd rather have but Bo Pelini? Or do we put our trust in Bo Pelini and as a CEO of that operation and trust him to make the decisions that's best for the university and best the things he can put a get an offense that can at least score a few points? Let's be honest. He gets a formidable offense that can score 24 points. How many more games, how many more championships we have played for the last 3 years? It's been pretty remarkable when you think about that.
Doug and Danny Show live from the Quest Center in Omaha where the State High School Wrestling Tournament is going on. And since we left you yesterday, a couple of announcements. One was in the Journal Star yesterday about Syracuse losing Skylar Teton, the number two ranked Class C wrestler at 119. And then it came out later in the day that Clay Konacek of West Point was injured in the districts. They didn't know how bad. Now they know he's got a tear in his meniscus. And they were afraid that if he wrestled here, it could really damage it. So he's elected to have the surgery right away. The two things there that have Central Nebraska connections, his first-round opponent was Tom Conley of Kearney Catholic. And so Conley will advance on with that win. And then obviously he gets a 2-3 guy because he's the number one's out. So he's got a chance in the quarterfinals later today. And as the Kearney Catholic coaches were joking right now, they currently lead Class C in the team race. Because they have a win. And also, Austin Wilson is on the other side of the bracket. Konacek was the number two wrestler in the state, and really, he was believed to be about the only kid in that entire bracket that could even compete with Austin Wilson of Hastings St. Cecilia. And everybody outside of the Blue Hawk family now believe it's a foregone conclusion that Wilson has four guaranteed wins and will win his third consecutive state championship on Saturday. You never know, but that's what the thought is out there. And unfortunately, a couple of kids have been injured here.
I think many people wanted to see Austin Wilson push, but in the end, I got to believe that Austin Wilson was probably the best wrestler and will win the thing anyway, regardless of whether this one person that stood in his way or not. He's going to be, you know, he's probably going to get that gold medal in his third in a row anyway.
Bruce Furniture is a redesigned website, folks. Go out and check it out because Bruce is always getting better for you. If you click the About Us link, the first thing you'll notice is it's not about us. It's about you. Bruce Furniture's focus is about you. They'll ask you questions about your home, your lifestyle, colors, and other specifics to make sure when it's time to buy furniture, you're not just satisfied because anybody should be satisfied. They want you to be excited about it. Always professional, free delivery and setup, including helping you move the furniture you already have in your home. And if you want them to haul away the old stuff, they'll do that for you as well. It's just right for you, the what they live by every day at Bruce Furniture, all four locations, Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and of course our friends in Alliance, Bruce Furniture. Stop by and see them today. We will be back on the Doug and Daddy Show with UNK or baseball coach Damon Day. Later, Alan Usher to talk a little boxing in Grand Island next week. And we'll be back at the Quest Center in Omaha in just a little bit with more of the Doug and Daddy Show.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
The worldwide boxing event of the year is coming. Not to New York, not to Las Vegas. The worldwide televised Showtime World Title Fight Lightweight Division is coming to the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island, Nebraska. Antonio DeMarco takes on Reyes Sanchez Saturday, February 26. Tickets on sale now while supplies last. Ticket prices start at $19 plus fees. Or get a limited number of family four-packs starting at $60 plus fees. Be a part of boxing history as DeMarco and Sanchez go head-to-head in 12 rounds for the world title. Never before has Nebraska hosted such a major boxing event. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at all Ticketmaster outlets and the Fonner Park Business Office. This nationally televised Showtime World Title Fight is brought to you by these local sponsors.
Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Bud Light, Five Points Bank. With new improved bill pay system, watch for mobile banking coming soon, Five Points Bank. And Middleton Electric.
got something on your mind.
Just my own little opinion.
You want to make a point that won't wait.
You guys stink.
Then you found the right place. Drop a line.
It is something that's intangible, and there's not a word for it.
To the Dan Popper inbox.
This guy had the greatest career of any player ever. I think you have to respect him for that.
That's Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. 2011 and beyond.
Sunny skies will continue for our area through the day today as temperatures top off in the upper 60s to 70 in spots. Winds out of the west will also increase to about 12 to 25. We'll then drop back to a low of 26 tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 61.
Well, it's not the Metrodome, but it is home, and the UNK baseball team gets ready to get their season underway here in less than 2 hours at Memorial Field in the ever-changing world that is collegiate baseball. And Damon Day, the head baseball coach at UNK, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tony, we should have played them the last 3 days or 4 days. Should have played all week.
Al, then it would have been 30 degrees and rain and sleet or something. But they'll get plenty of that the rest of the year. So why not let them play on a day we got decent weather? Coach, congratulations. You're getting your season started at home.
Yeah. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, you have to thank the Parks Department. You have to thank the city guys and all the user groups, including the Legion. You know, Neil Lewis and his staff and Mike Morgan and their crew gets the field ready, puts it to bed great. So when we do get an opportunity like this, we're able to play. And so it's a huge kudos to the community for us to be able to play this early. It shows that the field's taken care of properly. And so we're excited about the opportunity to get to open at home.
And you open against a very formidable opponent in Wayne State.
Yeah, you know, Wayne's a rival of a lot of other sports at UNK, but not really in baseball. I mean, we don't really play them very much or as often as you would like with the close proximity, but because of the different conferences and the different ways that scheduling works out, this is really the only opportunity that we get to play them, and to get to play them at home is an exciting thing for us. And so, you know, they're going to be ready. They're a good ball club. Head coach Brian Dish does a phenomenal job as a great coach. And so we better be prepared. And if we're not, then, you know, they're going to beat us.
Coach, we talked about this with Coach Anderson when we had him on a couple weeks ago. The bats in the NCAA have changed radically. They've changed in Legion baseball, too, for fans out there that don't know that. RMAC is accustomed to having 13 to 11 ball games. What will that do to the game of college baseball Division II-wise in the RMAC?
Well, you know, the RMAC's still going to have 15 to 12 games because the umpiring's so bad. I mean, when you play at altitude, you can't throw it into a shoebox, and that's what the RMAC umpires like. You know, they don't really call a bigger strike zone. And so I still think you're going to get big scores in the RMAC, but I think you're going to see offense down across the country. They have definitely taken the ping out of the aluminum bat, and it's a good thing. It is a good thing for college baseball because if you hit it well, it's still going to go far, but I think you're going to see a lot of the end of the bat hits and a lot of the hands off the hits off the knuckles that fall over the fence. You'll now see them fall over the infield like they're supposed to. And so I think the bat standards are going to bring back the hit and run, bring back some stealing, bring back some more kind of chess match type of stuff. And so I'm excited about it. It's going to definitely be a change, but I think you'll see a bigger change year two, year three down the road more so than you'll see this year.
UNK baseball coach Damon Day is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They opened their season at home, moved from Minneapolis to Emporia, but now because the weather in the field is good enough to go, why not keep it in the state? That starts 1 o'clock today, a doubleheader, and tomorrow. Obviously, there's switches in the divisions in the RMAC. You're still picked to win your Plains division, which is awesome. But then on the field, you've got not only to replace one of the great pitchers, but one of the great hitters. Oh, where are the next stars of this UNK baseball team?
You know, I won't know, and I'll answer that question in about two and a half weeks. We got 18 seniors. We got a lot of upperclassmen, and we got a huge leadership vacuum with Blake Cover and Jared Lushen graduating, and we haven't seen the guys step up and take that leadership role yet to the level that we have seen in the past. Right now, I think we got 18 seniors that are all kind of looking at each other to see who's going to be the guy to step up. And that'll take time. That'll take some time and some success on the field for that to happen. But, you know, I think that's when you lose two guys like that, it's just not replaced overnight. No matter how many upperclassmen you have, we've always had great leaders, starting with the, you know, Cody Luceros, Trey Howells, guys that have been in our program, have done a great job, Nate Swear. And then it's kind of the past. The torch has always been passed. And now Blake and Jared got to pass it on to somebody else, and that person hasn't quite surfaced as yet. But with 18 seniors, you don't need that much leadership. They know this is it.
Damon, when you've got the local guys like a Cover, like a Lushen, do you rely on those 18 seniors for the future of this program to pass it on to a Manny Reinsch, to pass it on to a Chandler Clutie?
You know, I think at the end of the day, I think Manny and Chandler and Brandon Langdanger and Dylan Schroeder and Blake Johnson and all the Kearney guys, Manny, they know what it's about now. They know what our program's about, and they know the success that we've had. And so I don't think they need to be told that they're the next torchbearers for a great legacy, starting with what's Coach Sponge. Coach Sponberg has done and Coach Archer has done, and then handing it off to us. So I don't think anybody needs to be told them, and definitely with these 18 seniors, there's going to be a difference in the future. But for this year, these guys are good. I mean, that's the one thing that scares me about these guys is they're good. And they got a huge chip on their shoulder for the way that we – honestly, the way we failed last year at the regional. I mean, that just left a horrible taste in our mouth all summer, all fall, and it's kind of been a battle cry or a rallying cry for this senior crew to not go out like that. And so, you know, that's my biggest concern is the pressure factor that they've put on themselves with 18 seniors. You kind of get that whole fatalistic approach going where this could be my last trip here, or this could be my last game here, or this is my last season opener. And so, you know, I'll be honest with you, the mental makeup of our senior class is different. I love them to death, but they're an interesting crew, an eclectic group. So they're going to keep me on my toes all season long.
Damon Day with us for another couple minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show as their season gets opened today. And two players are named preseason all-conference, but they were unanimous selections in Jordan Mitchell Hill and Luke Valerius. Or, you know, they were listed at second and third. Are you going to move them or, you know, like you did with Cover? Or what's the story with these two?
Hey, Luke Valerius is our third baseman. He's the anchor for our defense, and he, you know, he really stepped up big last year for us offensively, and we're going to need him to fill some offense again with Blake Cover graduating. And so, you know, he's going to anchor our infield at third base. And, you know, Jordan's our second baseman. Jordan can flat out hit, and that's why he's on the top of that all RMAC list. And so we got to improve defensively as a unit on the infield altogether, because that's something that we really struggle with throughout the fall and here in the early preseason. We're not very good defensively, and I hope all the guys that are listening to us in the locker room take that to heart, because I said it publicly, I say it behind closed doors. If we don't field the baseball, we're going to be a very, very average team this year, and that's our biggest weakness going into the season is our ability to field the ball on a consistent basis.
Mitchell Hill just looks like a second baseman. He's not a big guy, but he somehow – how can you be that size but yet that rangy?
You know,
he gets a glove on a lot of things that he shouldn't.
Yeah. But he also doesn't put a glove on some things that he should too. So, you know, he is. He's the epitome of a second baseman. He's scrappy. He plays hard. He does all the things the right way. And we really need him to hit for us again this year. He was our leading hitter throughout the season last year. Kind of ran out of gas late and saw his average drop from, I think, about 420 to down to the 370 range just because he sheerly ran out of gas at the end of the year. So it's going to be big for us to keep him healthy, give him some rest. Gandy Henry has stepped up, a senior from Colorado who was with us last year, stepped up and had a great fall, had a great early spring here. And so he's going to give us that opportunity to give him some rest over there. And so Darren Grace will also play some infield for us and give us some depth at that position. So we're excited about where we're going future-wise.
Damon, we'll talk again when conference rolls around, but obviously the non-conference season isn't that long. What about some of the other matchups you have here in the first month?
You know, we're playing Missouri Western, a future MIAA foe, which we're excited about, getting the opportunity to get in there and see what an MIAA team's all about and some things like that. And so, you know, with the RMAC expanding to 40 games, another great decision that doesn't leave us with much. Doesn't leave us with much of a preseason. I think we get 7 preseason games, and then we're going to roll it out against Colorado Christian. So, you know, the early season will give us a test, but when you got to play 40 conference games, it's almost a crapshoot if you're going to get all 40 in and then having to play your third weekend of the year jumping right into conference. That's kind of different, but we'll make it work, and we'll go after it and get it done. So I'm excited about the preseason. I'm excited to finally get to play, find out what we do well, what we do bad, and finally get to coach something rather than being indoors.
Are you ahead of pace with the indoor facility now?
Oh, God, yeah.
I mean, how far ahead of pace? Where can you tell the biggest difference before the first game as far as
in our hitting and our pitching. Really? Okay. I mean, to be able to go live the way that we are in our indoor hitting facility, you know, that's why I'm so worried about defense. Because fielding a ball off Cushing floor or fielding it off a Foster Field turf is totally different than fielding it off Memorial Field. But offensively, I have zero worries. And pitching-wise, I have zero concerns. And guys will tell you I fret and worry all the time. And, you know, that's why sometimes I don't think they listen to me enough. But defense is the one thing that I am most concerned about.
When you get to the MIAA, do you expect the strike zone to widen and to be more normal than it is in the RMAC?
Yeah. I mean, when we play against those schools in non-conference situations, when we go to a Northwest Missouri, our pitchers are on cloud nine. I mean, if you look at our stats against those guys, they fill it up. And our pitchers have pitched well against MIAA schools because of that. When we went to the regional last year, the RMAC umpires, it was a struggle fest, 3.5-hour game. You put the Northern Sun umpires back there, and it's – 2.5, 2:40 type of game because the strike zones are just that different. And, you know, I'm not knocking those umpires because the umpires in the RMAC are consistent. I just think it's a little ridiculous with the aluminum bats and everything to call such a tight strike zone.
Wayne State doubleheader today and tomorrow. Who gets to start game one and two today?
Todd Stakura, Scotia, Nebraska, the mayor of Scotia, Nebraska, I think. We'll start game number one, and then we're going to go with the left-hander I think it's Broomfield, Colorado, Mike Loesky. So first left-handed starter we've had in a while, and so he's going to get the call for game number two.
Coach, best of luck, and we'll follow you here on as we get this journey started.
I appreciate it, guys, very much.
David Day, thanks, the baseball coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from the Quest Center in Omaha, where more of the state high school wrestling tournament is going on, and a lot more action going on out there as well, Tony.
Yeah, you know, Doug, just continuing the baseball talk just a minute. Stanford gets it started. If you're following national teams and the journey to Omaha, all the major Division I schools get going this weekend. Stanford and Rice hook up for a great series. Should be a good one. And also Wake Forest and LSU get it going as well. Interesting thing about Wake Forest, that is the coach that gave the kidney to the player. And him and the coach from LSU, Mangieri, I think, I hope I'm not butchering that name, but he is he will be recognized. There'll be 12,000 people at every one of those LSU baseball games this weekend. That is going to be an emotional deal. He will be in the dugout. They do not know how much he will coach. As much energy as he has, that will allow him to go. But it's a great story. You'll start to hear it this weekend. But just a couple things going on the national scene as you start the journey to Omaha and the new stadium, which is half a block from us right now.
Well, and don't forget, next week it is Sean Callahan's spring tour through the Tri-Cities. He will be Tuesday at Bullseyes in Hastings. Wednesday he will be at Cunningham's in Kearney. And a week from today, Thursday, he will be at Indian Head in Grand Island. And reservations are required or needed at Indian Head. So call Indian Head to get your reservations in. The program goes from 6 to 8. He shows you the film of all the kids that signed their letters of intent with the Huskers this month. Also, he'll be able to give you the walk-ons, talk about them, talk about each kid individually. He'll talk about the coaching changes. Spring ball starts earlier this year than in the past. He'll talk about that, and he'll answer all your questions. So don't forget Sean Callahan's spring tour coming up here next week. Tuesday, Bullseye in Hastings. Wednesday, Cunningham's in Kearney. Those are a first-come, first-serve seating type of situation. And then reservations for Indian Head 1 week from tonight in Grand Island.
Can't say this enough. It's the same video that they show the Touchdown Club, which people pay $100 a seat for in Omaha, $65 or $70 for a seat for in Lincoln. Folks, it's free to you to show up. Listen to Sean. If you're a Husker fan, you don't want to miss this event.
It's coming up next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show, we're going to head to Grand Island to talk a little boxing with Alan Usher, promoting the big event, which will be shown worldwide on Showtime next Saturday. And folks are continuing to gobble up tickets for this.
Yeah, what a great event. The first ever championship, world championship fight coming to our backyard right there in the Tri-Cities. A great opportunity. Got the undercard's been announced. A lot of exciting action going on in Grand Island. Heartland Event Center, February 26th, along with the horse races starting that weekend as well.
Don't forget all the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK. Try the new stacked burger with the jalapenos and the cheddar cheese.
Poblano
right
sauce.
Into it. Oh, it's got the lettuce, tomato. Put that nice bun around it, and you've got yourself a heck of a sandwich and a heck of a meal. Only at BK with two locations in Kearney, Lexington, North Platte, and Cozad as well. We'll be back. Talk a little boxing after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Everybody and their brother, sisters, and second cousins are saying they can save you money on car insurance. Well, who listens to brothers, sisters, and second cousins? GEICO's been saving people money on car insurance for over 70 years. That's longer than most companies have been around. That's probably longer than you've been around. Believe me, when it comes to saving you money, this isn't GEICO's first time to the rodeo.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
At your office, something wonderful is happening. Office Max rubber band balls are transforming your streak of documents with America's largest selection of retail ink and toner. More ink means we have your ink. Purchase $60 in HP or any other national brand ink and get 20% in Max Perks bonus rewards. Valid through February 26. $60 before taxes. Offer excludes Office Max brand and ink refill. For bonus reward offer on HP toner, minimum 2 toner cartridges per transaction to qualify. Ink claim based on survey of select office product superstores includes national and Office Max brand ink and toner and ink refill. Office Max. Work with us.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny skies will continue for our area through the day today as temperatures top off in the upper 60s to 70 in spots. Winds out of the west will also increase to about 12 to 25. We'll then drop back to a low of 26 tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 61.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take
back
a stand.
Back on the Doug and Danny Show where a lot's going on this week here at State Wrestling Tournament, of course. Basketball going on. Fodder Park races start next week, but it's also going to be kind of a double dip next weekend, Daddy, because a first-time event is coming to the Heartland Events Center, and boy, the tickets are being snapped up. There are still some available, but what an opportunity next Saturday night to see championship boxing.
Yeah, world championship boxing. I think that's the exciting part. Live on Showtime, Alan Usher joins us right now. He is the promoter of this event. Alan, first of all, tell us how the idea even got started.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call today. You know, the event all got started back when Sarah Palin was touring across the country. The promoter of that show really is in charge of both the ESPN fights and Showtime series of fights, and kind of helped him out with that tour. And in return, he called me up one day and said, "Hey, Alan, I owe you a favor. I'd like to send you a world title fight. What do you think?" And I said, "Well, sounds great to me. I'm on board. What do we need to do?" And now here in about a week, we'll be seeing a world title fight right here in Grand Island.
Politics, boxing, pretty much the same thing. Alan, I think there's been some really good feedback since the day that this was announced. How about right there in Grand Island? What's it been like, maybe just that first couple of days after everybody knew that this was going to take place?
You know, the feedback and response has actually been overwhelming. I've taken calls from both press as well as fans, not only from across the state, but even in parts other parts of the country. We've got people flying in from Las Vegas to be a part of the fights that night. You know, I've got the Omaha World Herald coming down. They're sending a big press crew. I got press coming from as far as way the west direction of Scotts Bluff, Lyons, and Gehring. So it's really been overwhelming. It's tough to keep up and keep responding to all these people that are excited and want information or want interviews. You just try to feed them everything you can, and the demand's been so high that it's been tough to keep up.
Well, Alan, people coming to fight these fights from Melbourne, Australia, Tijuana, all the way to Mexico City, to right here in our backyard.
Yeah, isn't that awesome? They're flying in. They're coming into Grand Island, little old Grand Island, Nebraska, coming from around the world to go ahead and be a part of this fight night. And I think it's sure special. I think it says a lot about our community. It says a lot about the facility and what we're able to do when we put our minds to it.
Alan Usher is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as we're getting ready for a boxing at the Heartland Events Center on Showtime Saturday night, the 26th of February. And Alan, I was interested too, the changing dynamics, the changing culture there in the city of Grand Island. I can only imagine helps with the sport of boxing. I would think that more than maybe about any other place in the state of Nebraska, it was a good spot for this. Was that part of the talk, bringing boxing with the culture in Grand Island?
Well, when you say culture, what you mean the state fair? Do you mean the large Hispanic clientele,
I was talking about the growing Hispanic clientele there. Plus,
yeah.
You know, like Tony said, we're bringing in guys from Mexico. We're bringing in guys from all over, and it seems like that is where the sport of boxing is kind of trending over the last few years.
You bet. No, you're exactly right. It is trending more and more Hispanic in base, but you know, Grand Island historically has really supported the Golden Gloves, and boxing has been a part of this town for a long, long time. You know, and the other thing is we brought a lot of different concerts, shows, and events into this area, into the Tri-Cities, but never really a sporting event, let alone a professional sporting event. You know, you throw in the national television audience, and it ups it even more. But to reach out to the Hispanic members of our community, give them something that they want to see, a piece of entertainment they want to be a part of, you know, it's a rare opportunity and kind of special for us to bring them into that entertainment culture and be a part of the event center and things going on out there. But also the boxing community, and that's really what I've heard from, is a lot of these gyms throughout the state, you know, where they're just amateurs trying to become professionals, kids trying to walk the straight and narrow, getting involved in sports or activities, they all want to be a part of this too. I mean, this is a major, major deal for them. And to be able to see a world title fight of professional boxing sanctioned by the WBC and the Nebraska Athletic Commission right here in Grand Island for as little as $19, you know, it's awesome, and they keep calling, and they're buying tickets in groups of 20 or 30. I had a guy call the other day, we needed 46 tickets together. He was bringing his whole team down here to go ahead and watch the fight, be a part of the weigh-in press conferences and the activities. So, yeah, it unites a lot of people, a lot of different cultures, a lot of different backgrounds, and they're coming from all over to be here. So we're really, really fortunate to have this event coming to town.
Alan, so this guy calls you, says, I got a world-class title fight for you. Antonio DeMarco, Reyes Sanchez getting together. They're going to get it on. It's on Showtime. You need 8 other fights. Do you have to set that up?
Yeah. You know, they actually have a matchmaker. Showtime does all that. They line it up from top to bottom. And all I do is harass them, tell them, hey, when are you going to give me the information? Because I got all these fans that want to know who else is fighting that night. So they take care of it all. They line it up. They're getting people from across the country, across the world to come in. They're doing a great job. It's going to be not just one fight that night, but we've got eight different fights in that bout. So it'll be a great night of entertainment.
Alan Usher joins us promoting the great boxing affair that's going on, the new generation coming up next Saturday night. Alan, tell us about the championship fight. Tell us about DeMarco and Sanchez. I'm guessing that even the general boxing fan may not know a whole lot. People are going to come and watch boxing, and they probably don't know a lot about these two guys. Fill us in.
Yeah, you bet. Well, Antonio DeMarco, he hails from Tijuana, Mexico. He's kind of in that Southern California, Northern Mexico tip. He's 24-2-1 with 8 KOs. He's rated number one in the world by the WBC, and he is dynamite. I'm telling you, he throws punches like you wouldn't believe. When they land, you feel it. He's taking on Reyes Sanchez. Reyes Sanchez actually is the current silver champion. He's number 2 by the WBC in the world rankings. He's 23-1 with 11 KOs. he hails out of Mexico City, Mexico, and that's traditionally where most of his fights take place. Reyes, he's coming in on Monday to go ahead and adjust to the time zone, just get with the culture and the temperature and get settled in. So he'll be here in just a few days. He's more of a fast puncher. He's going to throw a lot of punches. He's not going to land quite as many. He's highly active, moves around the ring a lot. So Antonio's going to have to sit down, pick his spots, and when he lands one, he'll land one. And Reyes, he's going to go ahead and try to beat him with a number of blows. So it should make for an interesting battle of fighters. Predictions, you know, we're getting a lot of predictions coming in. You start to see the line come out. A lot of people are thinking that DeMarco is going to get a shot in right around that mid-6-round range and lay Reyes Sanchez out in the turf for the knockout. So we'll see if it happens, but it's scheduled for 12 rounds. Should be a great fight. Number one versus number two for the title. What more could you ask for?
Well, it's happening right here in our backyard. The first ever. Now, I remember the day when I hear stories about the day when people used to go to the Civic Auditorium to watch these world championship fights on closed circuit. It was on TV during the big time. It's coming to Grand Island.
What's a sellout, Alan? What would a sellout be considered?
7,200 fans would be a sellout. So that arena would be rocking. You know, Showtime, the numbers are strong already. There's still great tickets available. They started $19 plus fees. You know, your mid-level seats are $25 plus fees. Guys, you can't go ahead and subscribe to Showtime for that kind of money, so you might as well get your ticket, get down there, and be in person, because Showtime is fired up about the crowd that's on hand. They're ready to come back. Just come out, enjoy a great fight, and you'll see them guys begging to come back to Central Nebraska because they want our fans to be a part of the show.
And, Alan, if folks want to get tickets, tell them how to do that.
Real simple. Walk on down to Florida Park. You can go right up to the business office, get your tickets, or log on to any Ticketmaster outlet by phone or Ticketmaster.com. If you go into Florida Park, obviously you save a few Ticketmaster fees, but, guys, $19 plus fees for a world title fight that's televised live across the nation, 7 other countries on Showtime. It's not going to get any better.
Alan, we appreciate the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. We will continue to pump this up until it goes off next week.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks for the support.
That was Alan Usher, the CEO and promoter of the World Championship Fights coming to the Heartland Event Center. That's next Saturday, folks. Get your tickets now. What a great event for Central Nebraska. And, hey, remember, you go to those national chain pharmacies, you know you stand in line. You know they tell you to come back 3-4 hours later. You don't have to do that. You save pharmacy. Transfers are easy to do. It just takes minutes. The best time of year to get your prescriptions transferred to USAA Pharmacy. Low, low, low prices offer a wide variety of generic drugs. $10 for 100 days. Yes, you heard that right. Here, the generic drugs are available for $10 for 100 days. Over 3 months of medicine for $10. You kidding me? USAA Pharmacy is where it's at. All insurance plans are offered and accepted at USAA Pharmacy. Make the switch to faster service at low prices, plus a 2-lane drive-thru allows you to get your chop and cry kids home with the medicine they need. Get there today. USAA Pharmacy Plus. Check out their text of refill prescriptions. You can text it in. They'll have it ready for you when you show up. USAA Pharmacy up on the hill, North 2nd Avenue in Carney. Back up for this to finish up things on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I am the new way to work, and I'm not quite what I seem. To my friends, I work from home every day. To my clients, I work in the Chrysler Building, and it's all thanks to my Regis Virtual Office. It gives me all the benefits of a prestigious office address, only without the overhead. I even have access to a private office when my clients want to meet face-to-face. I am the new way to work, and I'd like you to join me. To find out more, visit Regis.com/virtual or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
One thing that fish find irresistible is live bait, like minnows. Problem is, their appetite gets them in trouble. Uh-oh. Fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying minnows and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and stinky, crawly, luscious bait that fish just can't resist. For all your fishing bait needs and summer water toys, see the Boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281. For repair and used boat sales, too, log on to theboathousegi.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
The 2011 Husker recruiting class is one of the tops in the Big Ten. Find out who these guys are with my video commentary. Hi, this is Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com. I'll be at Bullseyes in Hastings Tuesday the 22nd, Cunningham's Journal Kearney next Wednesday, and at the Indian Head Country Club in Grand Island Thursday from 6 to 8 each night. I'm hoping to see you all out there. Remember, my spring practice reports start on March 14th here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Sunny skies will continue for our area through the day today as temperatures top off in the upper 60s to 70 in spots. Winds out of the west will also increase to about 12 to 25. We'll then drop back to a low of 26 tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 61.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad you're along with us. Daddy and I today are live at the Quest Center in Omaha where the state wrestling meet is going on. And as soon as this baby gets over, Sunday there's going to be little kids wrestling everywhere. There's always little kids wrestling tournaments going on. And if you want to get your little guy or gal underway with the exact information that they need and all the gear they need, Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center is the place to be with Asics, Brute, Mattman, and Adidas singlets, headgear, knee pads, and shoes. And if you're getting ready for the spring sports season, they can take care of you as well with the basketball season ending in the postseason for some teams, wrestling ending this weekend. You're looking ahead to track or soccer, baseball, softball. They've got all the gear you need at Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Back here at the Quest Center in Omaha where we have taken the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth on the road here today, and we're glad to have you along with us. And Daddy, we'll continue to cover all the action here, and don't forget, tomorrow night we will be bringing you the finals, the semifinals on Classic Hits 98.9 starting at 5 o'clock. Tonight, girls' sub-district finals across the state of Nebraska. Minden Centura is on Classic Hits 98.9. Also have action on the rest of our network of stations. The Breeze 94.5 FM. Sutton is in action tonight as they take on Superior. And on 1230 KHAS, St. Cecilia and Grand Island Central Catholic girls will be playing tomorrow here on ESPN, the Kearney Catholic Adams Central boys rematch of the Lou Platt Conference Championship. So not just wrestling, we've got plenty of that, but basketball as well.
Yeah, we're going to continue to update. And once, if you heard your wrestler and you're following these wrestlers and they won, they're coming right back about ready in a half hour. So that second round will begin. The winners will wrestle again for the second time. So you want to stay tuned all afternoon. Live reports can be heard on a myriad of stations.
And don't forget, nothing new here in the last 24 hours of the Logan Ehlers situation. The pitcher, hopefully great pitcher for the University of Nebraska, he is in limbo. The university and the NCAA is looking at that he might be ineligible, and you don't want to play him if he's ineligible because then you got to forfeit the games anyway. So right now Nebraska didn't take him to Texas this weekend for what should be a tournament that they could get some wins in, but unfortunately, you never know.
No, it stinks, and it seems like the NCAA is holding the kid hostage. is basically what they're doing. Make a ruling one way or another. If he's going to be suspended, I'm sure his options will open back up. And I don't know if he once you're enrolled in school, if you can leave school or what he would option to do. But I'm sure there would be more than letting him sit out this whole fall. He would continue his career elsewhere if he wasn't going to be eligible for the University of Nebraska. Doug, I mentioned earlier the coach from Wake Forest, and I want to for the good guy of the day and the month and the week. It is certainly him, and his name is Tom Walter. He gave his kidney to Kevin Jordan, a freshman outfielder. The total, you could go off on it. Every university's got things they do that are special after victories and celebrating things. But at Auburn, they've got Toomer's Corner. That's where they throw the toilet paper in the trees. Well, you got an Alabama fan that poisoned these oak trees, 130-year-old trees. They don't think there's anything they can do. They've caught this guy. What a jackass.
Fun. Have fun in prison, pal.
That's exactly right.
Real prison, because I don't think he realizes the value that they will put on these trees and the value that he's going to be taken out of his hide and how long that's going to cost him in prison.
It's just an embarrassment. I can't believe somebody would be that upset that your arch enemy in Auburn, if you're an Alabama fan, would go deliberately poison these trees. And they say they're 130. He lives 30 miles away. And he went on a talk radio show and said this, and then they went and basically they checked the soil, and sure enough, lethal amounts, and they don't think there's anything they can do to save the trees. So that's – have fun in prison, buddy. I hope the bail is denied, and I hope the guy stays there for a while. What a loser.
Oh, people.
How old is this guy?
Let's give you some 62? Good news.
62? How pathetic is your life at 62? At 62 years old, aren't you thinking about, well, it's kind of cooler down here. Maybe I'll take my wife. I'm 62. Maybe we should go on a golf vacation with the wife. No, I think I'll go poison some trees. Seriously? That's what you got to do on a Friday afternoon?
Oh, must have a lot of money to go get all the poison. Nebraska's Julie Brechtel, a softball infielder, one of 30 players from across the country selected for the prestigious Lowe's Senior Class Award. In case you missed it, we might have some softball to talk about. The Huskers 5-1 to start the season. The only loss was to Arizona. They move into the rankings at number 21 on the year. Don't forget, UNK baseball is at home to start the season this afternoon. Gets underway with Wayne State at 1 o'clock. The RMAC, with UNK leaving, Athletic Director McBride, Chancellor Christensen, had told us all along they believed that they were looking to expand to the west and get 16 teams, and that even if UNK stayed in, it was going to be even farther to drive and farther to travel. Well, Eastern New Mexico and Black Hills State of South Dakota were officially invited to join the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference yesterday. So,
well,
that will happen.
Doug, during that last break, had a chance that Ross Halford, our friend from Husker Matt, was walking down the hallway, and I said, Ross, biggest surprise of the morning. He said, if you're Central Nebraska, and he said, I think that's the only surprise of the day. It happens to be those two Amherst kids. He said, on paper, yeah, you see the one, you see the four seed. He said they were better matches than that, and he thought it was coin flip either way. But when you see the one, you see the four, you think, boy, that's an upset.
And the UNK wrestling team is at home tonight, folks. Moved up to number 8 in the country. They will duel 18th-ranked Fort Hays State. That gets underway at 7 o'clock at the Health and Sports Center. So, Loper fans, you can catch a little baseball, and then you can catch a little wrestling tonight. And, folks, don't forget, in between, maybe you want to cool off from all of the great – I know the folks were out golfing. I know some folks were out yesterday taking advantage of the great weather.
The wind goes down just a touch.
Yeah, you know, when you get out for the first time of the year, as long as you can get out, that's a true golfer will do up at Meadowlark or wherever you happen to be playing. But they're open for your business, and sports fans, you can talk about that great game, that great round, the great wrestling, all at Cunningham's Journal, where they work hard for you after you work hard every day. Come in and watch all your favorite sports and catch up on your favorite sports teams and athletes with your buddies at Cunningham's Journal, where happy hour specials are from 3 to 6 every day, with the big-ass beers always $2.50, along with all Wells for just $1.50. Of course, they've got their large selection of small craft and micro brews available with the coldest draft beer in Kearney guarantee. They guarantee it. And don't forget the band this weekend, the Mighty Short Bus. You ever been on that? The Mighty Short Bus. It's a great rock band out of Wisconsin. They're playing all weekend long at Cunningham's Journal in Kearney, and that starts tonight, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The Mighty Short Bus will be in, so whether it's a casual get-together with your friends or a night out on the town, check out Cunningham's, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney. You can even find them and be a friend on Facebook.
Well, my wife thinks I ride the Mighty Short Bus all the time.
Merritt, did we miss anything today?
I don't believe so.
That's what I like to hear out of Merritt.
I do like this Midway Auto Group broadcast booth on the road. It's more luxurious.
You really got out today and set it up. That's an outstanding job by you, so we appreciate that. Let's get on out of here, Merritt. Let's wrap things up for the day. We'll be back tomorrow to recap what all is going on at the state meet. Don't forget, updates every hour, and another one coming up here in about 5 minutes on ESPN Radio and on Classic Hits and 1230 KHAS. You can follow along as well on the website, nsaahome.org. They're doing a pretty good job of keeping that up to date on the high school wrestling site. We're winding down the first round matches here in classes A and D, and they will begin the quarterfinals here in about 5 to 10 minutes. So we will keep you up to date all day long. We want to thank our guests on the day on the show today, Alan Usher from Grand Island, promoting the big boxing match coming up next Saturday. 8 fights on the card at the Heartland Events Center, and the UNK baseball coach, Damon Day.
I want to thank Miguel Cabrera, being the latest member of the Do You Know Who I Am club. What an excellent, excellent representative. Congratulations, Miguel, you moron. We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.